It's Countdown to Copenhagen with Joanna Ryde.
Hello and welcome to Countdown to Copenhagen. I'm Joanna Ryde and we've only got a few more days until the Eurovision semi-finals. We're all really excited here. A little later on, I'll be catching up with James Mitchell for all the Eurovision news. I'll be talking to Chloe and Owen Jackson about Munster's premier Eurovision party. But first, let's talk about this year's songs with Ray. So, like a bad smell, he has returned. Ray Kiley, how are you? How do you feel being compared to a bad smell?
I've been compared to a lot worse, so it's not too bad. How are we?
I'm fantastic. We've not long at all left to go.
No, we're getting into the final hurdle now.
So, we're going to start this week with Poland.
Oh, I like a bit of Pole.
Now, the song is called Slavic Girls and it is by Donatan and Cleo.
Not a great one to start us off now, I don't think. I found it a bit shouty, a bit loud. Something I didn't like about it. It sounds like another song, actually. It reminds me of another Eurovision song. I think it's the instruments or something they're using, but it's not great now. It's all right.
It's very different for Eurovision.
I don't know, is that a good or a bad thing?
I don't mind bopping along to this, you know. We'll move on now. We'll move on then. This one has been getting some attention lately. It's Portugal. Now, what are your opinions of Suzy with Quero Ser Tua? Do you like them in Portuguese there?
Oh, brilliant. This is a really good song. This is a very summery anthem, I think. It reminds me of, you know, that Lambada song from years ago?
I do, yes.
It reminds me of that. I think it's very catchy. It's a real summer song. Again, not very Eurovision-y, but I do like it.
I didn't like the song at first, but the more I hear it and the more summer comes along, yeah, the more I'm liking it. Although it does sound like, you know, when you get your package holiday and you're on your bus from the airport to the apartments, it's the type of thing they play over there.
It's very summery, very holiday song.
So Portugal, let's hope they qualify.
Hopefully.
Right, we'll move on. Now, this one is one of the early favourites. It's Romania. So magical.
So magical.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
It's a miracle.
So, Miracle, Paula Selling and Ovi, what do you think?
Now, aren't they back? Weren't they in it in 2010?
They finished third with a double-ended piano before.
Yes, I noticed that. I did a bit of looking up earlier on because I knew that the name was familiar. Yeah, I do. I like this. It's it reminds me of an Avicii song.
Everyone is saying that.
Oh,
now,
really?
There has been trouble with this as well because, okay, you know, there was the controversy that they allegedly stole some of the melody from Neon Lights by Demi Lovato.
I didn't know that.
Yes, there's been some controversy.
Okay.
But yes, as you said, the Avicii thing might do well for it.
It might do. I think it's a great dance track. I really like it, actually.
I'll be honest and say I've put money on this one for a top three finish.
Yeah, no, I do. I like it. I think it does have a good chance.
We'll move on, and this time it is Russia.
Shine into my darkness. Shine into the night, my rising sun.
Now, what do you think of the Tolmachevi twins, sisters or something, and Shine?
Russia. Now, isn't this very ironic, actually, Russia, with all the controversy with them sending like two squeaky clean twins with lyrics like Show the World Some Love?
Well, they're like the Russian version of Jedward, really, aren't they?
They are, actually, yeah. Russia trying to prove something. We won't be political about it.
No. I don't know. They always kind of do. They did it last year with What If. That was a very Everyone Love Each Other song. What do you think of the song, anyway?
I don't like it, after all that. I don't really like it. I'm not a major fan.
I don't mind it at all. It's kind of one of those,
I didn't know it was
middle
two
of the road
people.
Pop songs.
When I listened to it, I thought it was just one, but I didn't realise it was twins.
Yeah, no, I don't mind it. It's one of those grand
ones. Like, but
grand has been our word here.
It has, actually, a running word.
Talking about grand, it is San Marino.
Maybe we can try. Maybe you and I are finding plenty to overcome.
Now, Valentina Minetta is back for her tour Eurovision.
Third time lucky, maybe. I wonder. Yes, maybe. First listen, I didn't really like this, but I have to say, the more I listen to it, I really, really like it. She sounds like, it has an ABBA sound.
You think so?
In a way, yeah. She sounds like one of the singers in ABBA.
Do you know, They've never qualified San Marino, so okay. Poor Valentina would want to be getting a move on now.
Yeah, I don't know if they will qualify with this one either, but I really...
Maybe.
Maybe they will, exactly, maybe.
You know Valentina's a jazz singer?
No, I didn't know
she's
that.
She's a jazz singer, so I'd like to see her do jazz next year.
Never know, sure. I'm sure she's going to try again next
let's
year
not
anyway.
Lie.
Like, you know?
Well, sure, let's pray for San Marino.
Yes.
They need all our prayers. Yeah. Right, we'll move on. Our final one today, Slovenia. The song is called Spet, Round and Round by Tinkara Kovac.
Yeah, this is another grand one. I didn't think too much of it. I listened to it, I thought, yeah, this is okay, and then I listened again and again, and it didn't really grow on me.
This one doesn't grab my attention at all.
No.
I can't even remember when people say which is Slovenia's song, I can't remember.
No, I literally have written down here nothing major, and I think that sums it up, really.
Right, well, thank you for chatting. We're on our last one next time, are you?
We are.
Upset?
I'm not really, because we have I think the last few are really good. They're some of my favourites now.
Okay, so we'll talk to you
Speaking
again.
Of favourites.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, you're really good at reminding me. What was your favourite this week?
I'm going to go with San Marino, believe it or not.
Go away.
It's the one that I've listened to most out of the last selection we've just done. And it's the one I really, really like.
Well, I'm going to stick with my guns and go for Miracle Romania.
Yeah, no, I do. I like that. That's the Avicii sounding one. But the one I've listened to most has been San Marino. So I'm going to go with that.
Awesome. Well, Ray, thank you so much. I will see you again
see
on
you
Saturday.
Soon. Bye.
Right, I am here with Eurovision superfans and the hosts of Munster's premier Eurovision party, Chloe and Owen Jackson. How are yous?
Not too bad.
Great.
So, tomorrow is the big night. Tell me about Munster's premier Eurovision party.
Well, obviously it's going to be absolutely epic. What we're going to do is we're going to watch all the videos. Not all of them. We have a final picked out, so we're going to watch 26 videos. And we're going to also run a quiz at the same time. So it won't be just sitting down watching the songs. It'll be sitting down watching the songs, taking stuff in, having some questions as well. Which will add more fun to it, and as well it'll make it appeal to non-Euro fans as well, because it adds that element of...
So there's like 26 songs, and there'll be 5 sections in the quiz. So for every 5 songs, there'll be questions based on each country. Some will be like about things that are in the video or lyrics of the songs that you're hearing, a geography trivia about the country. And one or two questions thrown in there for the hardcore Eurovision fans. You have to do that.
And then we're going to have an absolutely Eurotastic disco. Of course,
voting.
It's going to be
voting.
Yeah, it's very important. I'm all about watching the videos, but the, you know, proper nerds are all about the voting and stuff. And
we have to have our winner, you know?
Yeah, we'll have our winner.
And I have no idea who it's going to be. It's so open this year, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, so we'll have our voting, we'll have a bit of live entertainment, and then we'll have a Eurotastic disco after our results. It's going to be amazing.
All I'm wondering is, will we have a non-Scandinavian winner this year? We've had the first year we had Sweden, which that predicted the correct winner of the actual thing. And then the year after, the winner we had last year was Norway, Margaret Berger, with her electro sound. Mm-hmm. So this year, I don't know.
Any predictions, Chloe?
For the preview party or for the actual Eurovision?
For the preview party.
I wonder if Malta will do it. Because it does stick out and it's really happy. Or else that Latvian thing might do it. The cake to bake, because that does stand out a lot, and people might say, oh, that's funny, and vote for that for the laugh. Like
there might be a lot of young fellas there, and I think that Polish video might stand out to them.
I'm a fan of the Polish song,
but we're showing the video that's on YouTube.
That's been me on many a night out. I dress like that going out.
That song, yeah, I like that song as well. I'm not mad about their English translation at the end. I think that ruins it a bit, especially Shake What Your Mama Gave You.
I shake what my mama gave me all the time.
I know, but you probably do it in time with the music, and her Shake What Your Mama Gave You is completely out, and I'm a music nerd, so that just wrecks my head. But yeah, I like that song as well.
So it's, give me the details.
Okay, Friday, 2nd of May, that's tomorrow, and it is in Revolution Basement Bar, and it's at 8 p.m.
Be lots of fun.
There is actually one more thing. If you are travelling from outside Waterford, you can get accommodation deals through Revolution Basement Bar. So you go onto their website, which is revolutionwaterford.com, and you can see the list of accommodation they have, and just book it, mention Revolution's name, and then you'll get your cheap accommodation. So there's no excuse not to come.
Awesome. I hope to see everyone else there, and Chloe and Owen, I will see you there.
Can I mention one more thing?
You can.
It is also actually a fundraiser for the XLC project, so that's kind of important to know too.
Yeah. Kind of forgetting all about that.
Yes.
But yes, it is. It's for a good cause as well. So yeah, see you tomorrow. It's going to be lots of fun.
Woo!
Eurovision News. James Mitchell.
Right, so I am joined again, as usual, by the lovely James Mitchell. How are you, babes?
Why do you keep letting putting me on this thing? I'm a liability.
Because you're funny. You make me lol in many ways.
Yeah, mainly at my life when I'm not trying to be funny.
Yeah, this is it.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Looking forward to Eurovision. Less than 2 weeks to go. Rehearsals have started. So, yeah, we're seeing how bad everyone really is.
Atrocious. I've been watching rehearsals all day.
Yeah.
And they've only been given 30 second snippets, and I can confirm so far everyone is atrocious.
Yes.
Are we not cursed on this thing?
Sure, go on.
They're shite.
Oh, that shite's a grand word. You can say shite.
Yay, shite. I've been holding, pardon the pun, but I've been holding in shite for 6 weeks now.
Lovely.
let's get into some news.
Let's do news.
Okay, first story is, and you'll have to calm yourself here. I know that this might scare you, but there is an official flag size guideline being issued
to everyone
going to watch the Eurovision.
I'm a fan of flags.
But, yeah, fans aren't happy.
Now, would you bring a big flag?
I am a big flag. No, I wouldn't, to be honest with you, because it's too much effort.
It is. That's what I was thinking. Too much effort. I'd have to wave that for hours. I know.
It's like the people who record concerts on their smartphones.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Watch the concert. You just paid €80.
Holler. Amen.
The next story I have is about the Interval Act, because we've been talking about the Interval Act constantly on these news stories, because it's important.
So far we've had washed up Australian star and the Ugly Duckling. Where are we going next with this?
The future.
Okay.
We're going into the future. The Danish broadcaster have revealed that the Interval Act at the actual finals this year was inspired by a Facebook post by a German fan, and it will have a futuristic space theme. He posted on the Eurovision's Facebook wall and said, why do we always look back in time? Why not an act about how Eurovision will look in the future?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
As a futuristic singing competition in space, spiced up with fun ingredients like aliens dancing in the background, or just heads on robotic bodies that sing. Okay, honey, calm down.
I'm quite upset because Denmark is like the home of Lego, and I was expecting like someone to like get locked on Carlsberg and like make something out of Lego. That would be a great interval act.
Our final story is about, it comes from the Eurovision Times, a frequent source for these news stories. And basically,
is that a plug? Is that a paid plug?
Perhaps. No comment. Each year, basically, the official Eurovision fan clubs of each country, because there's an official fan club in every single country, vote for their favourites. And then the votes are compiled on the Eurovision Times, and they have like their own fan, hardcore fan favourite winners. So this week, Ireland's official fan club results were revealed. So running from the lowest points to the highest points, 1 point went to Montenegro, which is an absolute joke.
No.
2 points went to Hungary.
Uh-huh.
3 points went to Austria.
Yay.
Yeah, we love the drag queens here. We should get one on the show
sometime. We should, yes. I'll find one for next week.
4 points to Denmark. Nope. 5 points to Israel, which I kind of understand. Yeah, I'm not a fan. It's okay. 6 points to Malta.
Malta. We like Malta.
7 points to Norway.
No.
What are you doing?
Falling asleep listening
to
that.
Yeah, agreed. 8 points to Sweden, which makes me very happy.
Yeah, yeah.
10 points to the UK. Which
yeah, I can see that as well.
Block voting. And 12 points to Spain, which makes me very happy.
Oh, that's because Ruth Lorenzo was in the X Factor, let's not lie.
Yeah, exactly. And,
but it's not a bad song. It's probably one of the best songs Spain have had in a while.
Oh, no. Spain and Azerbaijan was just amazing.
Was that Pastor?
Yeah, Pastor, with her big long note. She just sang one continuous note for the whole thing. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But Ruth kind of proved Irish voting for, you know, UK in 10 and then Spain in 12 because Ruth was...
on the X Factor.
Yeah, on the X Factor just proves that Ireland have no right to ever complain about block voting.
No, never. Wait and you see when Scotland and the Isle of Man have an entry.
Oh my God, Isle of Man have an entry. Is it going to send a cat without a tail? Like, what else are they going to do?
The Bee Gees. They're from the Isle of Man.
Are they?
Yeah, did you not know that?
Well, I'm not as old as you. Right, what else do you need to know, or can I leave?
No, that's everything. You can go.
I want to talk.
Okay.
So on the night of the Eurovision finals, I'm doing a live online fundraiser for marriage equality, and myself and a group of panellists are going to be taking to my glamorous couch in my glamorous house, in my glamorous dirty neighbourhood, to talk about Eurovision as it happens live online. And one of those panellists is Mr. Gay Ireland, Robbie Lawler.
Ooh, now.
How many more of these do I have to do?
All right, up until the end, babes. Do you want to quit, like? No, you don't. You like me.
I love you.
I know. Right, go on. Sure, you've been waffling on for 12 minutes now at this stage.
Have I?
Yeah. So
have
thank
I?
Shut up.
Have I?
Thank
have
you.
I?
You're going to get... I'm going to just like... Okay, so thank you, James Mitchell. You'll be back again on Saturday.
Will I?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Love you, babes.
Okay, that's nice. Would you like an autograph?
No. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's all for today. We'll be back on Saturday with the final Eurovision reviews, and I'll be talking to Eurovision super fan Sheila Fitzpatrick. So I'll talk to you then. Bye.